Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, welcome to the show. And like the lady said, this is Tony Gambone, and it's Wednesday, the 22nd of April. That's right, folks, excuse me, the month is almost over. We're 1 month, just about 1 month into the second quarter of the year. For those business owners out there, I hope you're staying focused on what we talked about last week, about looking back over the first quarter and see how that went. Make your adjustments and continue to move forward. A lot of times we just keep moving forward, and it takes till the last quarter of the year before we throw our hands up in the air and try to figure out where we went wrong. Trust me when I tell you, if you start doing it by each quarter, if you treat each quarter like it's the last quarter of the year, you'll gain so much access to more business in your year. Now, I want to talk about what we talk about every week as a different word of the month, and this month's word was leverage, so we're going to talk about that. And the words that we're talking about, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment, comes from my background, 20 years in the gaming industry, working in the casinos. So I speak off that word gamble, and every month, like I said, we select a word and we talk about it. And as we spoke last week about looking back at your quarter, first end of the first quarter of the year in business, look back, see what you did good, see what you did wrong, see where you need to make adjustments, and leverage that into the second quarter to gain growth in your business. That sounds easy enough, but it really isn't, and it really isn't hard at all either. If you have people in place, you just hand it over. If you don't have people in place, you need to set time aside to look at it. Now, if you're looking at it and you don't know what you're looking at, you sure are wasting your time. So sometimes it's important to sit down and have someone go over it with you. If you have a business coach, a mentor, an accountability partner, you know, I'm not saying pick your spouse or your partner in business. That probably won't work out too well. If you have a partner in your business, find someone that can look at it from a higher view so they can see what you're not seeing, because they're not as passionate about what you're doing than you as you are. They're looking at it from more of a reality side. It's a great opportunity for you to do that. And the more you can do that, you know, it's like masterminding. When you can sit down with a group of business owners that are like-minded, you can find out things that you wouldn't have thought about all by yourself. Why is that? Well, just because we're only one person. It's like four eyes can see better than two. Four ears can hear better than two. Two brains can think better than one. So it's really important to understand that and start working on giving up control in your life, in your business. I always believe that it starts with the person and then it gets to the business. A lot of times we wake up in the morning and we don't like what we're doing or who we've become. So sometimes we need to work on that process first. But if you're in business and you're passionate about what you're doing and you work really hard, you owe it to yourself to make sure that you're able to understand your weaknesses and your strengths. Because if you do that, you can work on your weaknesses and you can build more strength in your business and in yourself. And let's face it, at the end of the day, if you go home hating what you do, no amount of money is going to make the difference. Actually, you're going to make less than if you like what you do. And let's remember, it's not all about the money. There's more to it than that. I mean, we need it to pay bills, but at the end of the day, there's a lot more to us than money. We know that because, well, when you started your business, you didn't have enough money, but it didn't stop you. When you live through life, you never have enough money, but it doesn't stop you from living. So stop and realize that there's more to it than money, and there's more to the process than just what you can control. I, for an example, had to give up control of some of my network chapters. You know, Tough Talk Radio Network, we do radio shows and we do business networking groups across the country. And I couldn't be at them all. It was impossible. And I had to let other people take my place in them. And I had to give up that control issue. Well, as I sit back and listen in the room and as I watch through the opportunities that I have through the internet, I have learned that I made the best choice in my life because other people are bringing the same message with their voice. I'm allowed to do other things, and I'm able to monetize from my business. So think about it. We don't always have to have that last say or touch. We just have to be in agreement to what it is that we want done and let the people get there the way they get there. It doesn't have to imitate us. It just end result has to be what we're looking for. And I know, no one understands your business like you do, but spoiler alert, you're not the only one that's in that type of business. You're not the only one in the world that does what you do. So it is possible, just saying possible, that someone else will be able to do it as well. When you're able to sit down and look at your business like that and look at yourself like that and make those improvements, you will be able to leverage your business to the next level. And let's face it, folks, we do this every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Even though we take time off and we shut down at 5, it's what's in our head over and over and over. So it really is important to gain access to a better way so you can be successful and do other things as well. So just saying, word of the month, leverage, challenge of the month, give up control, find your weaknesses, notice your strengths, bring in some outside help to take a look at what you're not doing right and what you are doing right and build off of it. It will allow you to leverage yourself to the next level. I hope you take advantage of that, okay? I know that I haven't mastered it, but it's on my sheet every day to do it. And so I have been taking the steps to do that. I look back. I wasn't as happy as I wanted to be when I look back. And that's why we don't look back, because we don't want to be disappointed. But I was happy to find out that a fix was not difficult, that I could do it. All I had to do is take action to it. And we're all ready to take action. But first you have to know what the problem is. And you can't really assess the problem by yourself because, well, we're human, and we like to make reasons why. I'm not calling them excuses, even though that's the definition of a reason in this case. We like to make reasons why we haven't been able to get it done. How many times have you heard life gets in the way? Well, it does, but only when you let it. So it's a choice. We all have choices to make, and every day I work on making better choices. How about you? You can call into the show at 347-989-1363. You can always email me, tony@tonygambone.com. And that's my personal email, folks. I want to answer you myself. So if there's anything that you hear on the show that you like or dislike or want to add to, love to hear it. You can go to workshop-wednesdayswithanes.com and register to be a guest on the show. If you're looking to host your own radio show, it's another opportunity. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com as well. We're always looking for people to bring their information to the airwaves. And I know a lot of you are saying we don't have a lot of time in our day to do one more thing. That's what's beautiful about this network. They do everything for you. You just show up and do the interview. So I have a guest today, and only one guest. And, you know, I'm real excited about this because on Workshop Wednesdays, we're always bringing stuff to the small business owner. Okay? And by doing that, we need to have people that are in business so that they can explain the struggles and the different things that go on. Now, Dr. Joseph Yaker practices in Plano, Texas, okay, and I'm here in Houston, so it's not too far away, but he's a hair restoration surgeon specializing in prevention and treatment of hair loss in men and women. Now, you know, years ago, that probably wasn't a big thing like it is today. I mean, because it's so much, the procedure is so much better looking, the results afterwards. So I'm real excited about that. But one of the things I want to talk to Dr. Yaker about is the process that they go through. I mean, he's a doctor. He went through years of schooling, and, you know, you have to go through the whole process. And then you open a business, okay? So much like a lot of us, our skill might not be in running the business end of it and how he deals with that. And doesn't he have to give up control of certain things like we were talking about in the beginning, and then, of course, about what it is that he does and what brought him to doing it. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring up our guest. And so stay tuned. Fill up the coffee. Get out a piece of paper. You're going to want to take some notes here. I'm telling you that there for a fact. And we'll be right back after this here short break.
Growth Coaching Systems Network exists to serve you, the business owner, by assessing, coaching, and connecting you to the right person or people that can provide you the best next step in building and progressing your business, health, and relationships. GCS Network and our collaborative partners believe in delivering 10x results by breaking through the spin, churn, and burn cycle, giving you the right relationships, message, and visibility necessary to succeed. Please connect with Brian by phone or email at 713-345-0223 or brian@gcsnetworkpartner.com.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to takeactiongetprofits.com to learn more.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
So you think you're tough, tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and you can always tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Central Time for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, which is now Christian Radio, so it's actually called Tough Talk Christian Radio. And we're going to bring the other show back on a different day at a different time. So my first guest today, as I mentioned, is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Joseph Yeager. And he practices in Plano, Texas, and he is a hair restoration specialist. So without wasting any time, I want to bring Dr. Joseph up on the show. Doc, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, you know, we don't get the opportunity to have a lot of doctors on the show that are actually in the medical field. We have some people that have doctor behind their name, but in a total different capacity. So this is going to be fun. There's a lot of questions that I have for you, but before we get to all that, what I'd like to do is find out a little bit about you. I know you're calling in from Plano. Where are you from originally? And so a little bit about your background.
Sure. I'm born and raised in Dallas, Texas. I do have my office in Plano, Texas. I did my undergraduate training at the University of Texas at Austin and then went on to medical school at Ross University. Then I did 2 years of general surgery and then finished up doing family medicine. After that, I went ahead and did a fellowship in Boston with Dr. DiStefano with hair restoration, and I'm also board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine.
Mm. So a lot of certifications, a lot of expertise, a lot of background, a lot of years in getting to where you are today.
Absolutely, and like anybody else, when you start medical school, you always think you're going to be a specific doctor or a specific surgeon, and many times you end up changing your mind halfway through.
Yeah, and I think, I have some children still in college, and they're in their early 20s, and, I'm in my late 50s, and I'm still changing my mind, so it's kind of hard to go down that road, but... why did you pick this field as a surgeon? You know, there's so many different fields of surgery. What brought you to this one?
Sure. So I grew up in a cosmetic household, if you will. My father is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. Excuse me. When I was in med school, I did a rotation with an ear, nose, and throat doctor who also did hair transplants. And so I was following him for 2 weeks, and one of the cases we did was a reconstructive case on a gentleman who had burns on his face. He had developed burns after a house fire when he was very young. So we were doing a beard transplant, and as soon as I had seen that, I fell in love with it, and I always kept up with it, and every time I had options to do electives, I would find hair transplant surgeons in the community and follow them. So I would see eyelash transplants, eyebrow transplants, and, of course, scalp transplants.
So when you think of a doctor that does hair restoration, we're automatically going to the guy that's bald. And there's such a wide field. I mean, we don't even think about burn victims, all different types of things. And I never even thought about that. I was just thinking, you know, wow, it's so much nicer now. People's hair pieces are getting so much nicer looking than they were years ago when they made a joke of them, you know. But there's so much more to that, though.
Absolutely. I would still say it's 85 to 90% cosmetic. And but we do have a lot of patients who come with scars or burns that we are able to fix as well. But you're right; it's more sensationalized as an aesthetic practice.
Yeah, yeah. And so you have a background in psychology as well. I would imagine that helps you when you have to deal with patients that are going through, you know, whether it's a loss of hair or some type of accident that happened that they have to go through. Do you find that piece helpful in your business?
Absolutely. There are 50 million men and 30 million women in this country that suffer from genetic hair loss, but there are also millions of people who suffer from hair loss due to medical conditions. And so when patients come into my office, every treatment plan that I offer is tailor-made, and so I need to hear their story. It could be something that they have a skin condition or, like I said, a medical condition like a thyroid problem, for example, or it could be nutrition. Maybe they have poor eating habits and they're not getting good quality of protein. So we really sit down and we have long conversations about what has been going on in their life, whether maybe they recently had children and that could be an effect from their hormones. So the psychology that aspect is extremely important to have good rapport with your patients, because you have to have communication. You have to have an understanding of what they're going through.
I would imagine that that's recognized as good bedside manner. And a lot of times, you know, I've dealt with an incurable disease for 40 years. And, you know, I've been blessed to have really great doctors. But sometimes doctors don't mean to come off wrong, but their bedside manner might be a little bit different than another one. And would you say that that could be a big help for that side of the coin, is having that type of background?
Absolutely. Hair loss can really affect one's confidence and quality of life. And so a lot of men and women do come in here and they're extremely embarrassed. And so it's my goal to make them feel comfortable. But we all have had that issue where we go to a doctor because he's got a great name. But you always say, well, you know, he's got a terrible bedside manner, but he's really good at what he does. Well, sometimes that's not good enough. There's plenty of other doctors out there that you can find that have good skill and have good bedside manner.
Okay, so, you know, I heard you mention that people's eating habits aren't good and they might not be getting the right nutrients or vitamins. Because I know that just in my own experiences, things are moving more holistic or more natural in a lot of areas. Do you find that a diet is really that important on say, 90% of the problems that we incur in our life?
It's extremely important, absolutely. We know for a fact that there are certain vitamins and nutrients and proteins that we need for our hair to be healthy and for us to have good hair growth. And that also goes through the rest of the body as well. For us to be happy and healthy, we need to put in the proper foods and the proper nutrition in order to be healthy.
So I know there's that image where people are having a bad hair day. And I'm, you know, Doc, I'm going to be right up front. I'm like a girl when it comes to my hair. Okay, I just am. And you know, when it's not working, I'm not happy. So how many people do you think would enjoy their day better if their hair was better?
Oh, I think it would be 100%. I feel like everybody, when they wake up and look into the mirror, they look at their face, absolutely, but you look at your hair. You look at your hair and you see if you're thinning, if you're balding, if your hair is turning from a certain color to a gray, or if you're having a wild hair day. It's extremely important, and they have done studies on this. They did a poll, and they asked women what would be the body part that they would feel would make men less desirable to them, and they all said hair loss. That was the most common answer, hair loss.
Yeah, and so I know that I've been blessed. I got a full head of hair, but I have friends that lost their hair. I have friends that lost their hair right out of high school and stuff, and so is it just genetic? Is it more your diet? I mean, what do they know more today than they did 20 years ago?
Well, it's still undergoing research, but we know that with men, generally 95 to 98% of men, the cause of their hair loss is due to genetics and a specific hormone. So we all make testosterone, and it can convert to a hormone that we call dihydrotestosterone. It's called DHT for short. So what happens is if you have a gene for hair loss, which you can get from either your mother or your father's side, what activates that gene or turns on that ignition switch on that gene is DHT. So it's not necessarily how much DHT you have, it's how sensitive to DHT you are. So an example would be if I have one glass of wine, I may be fine, but if you have one glass of wine, you may be more sensitive to it and you may be a little bit tipsy. So the DHT will activate the gene and it attacks the hair follicle itself, and eventually your hair will miniaturize. So you'll have this nice thick hair, and eventually over time it will become shorter, thinner, wispier, and lose its color before it falls out. So my goal is to get to that person before the hair falls out and try to restore the hair itself.
Very good. So, Doc, I want to shift gears a little bit here because I'm always telling business owners that sometimes we have to give up control and do what we're best at. Now, it's a natural recognition just listening to you talk that you're a specialist at what you do. But when it comes to running a business, do you give up the control? I mean, of course, we got to keep an eye on things, right? But do you give up the control so that your business can run with someone else running it for you so you can specialize, do what you do? And how hard was that to do if you do that?
Well, I've been very blessed. I decided to join my father's practice. So we have an integrated aesthetic practice here. So I was blessed with the fact that my father has 37, 38 years of experience. The difference is that I do hair restoration and he does plastic and reconstructive surgery. So while we do cross paths with patients, I have to be able to build my name. And the first thing I had said when I moved back here after not living in Texas for 17 years was I need to grow organically. And so the old school way has been tried and true, and that's where I have created a list of many physicians across the city, and I plan to meet with them and shake their hands and let them know that I'm here. I find that nowadays most doctors don't do that. They just move in town and they get their website and they go without actually showing respect to the other physicians that have been here and have been established here. So that was my first goal, and that's what I currently still do. But it has been hard. It has been hard. I have sometimes some different opinions on how to run my business. But, you know, when I have my father and a manager who's been here for 23 years, it's been really been nice to bounce ideas off of.
Right. And, you know, I grew up in a family where my father had a job, and I always had my own business. And I had cousins who grew up in their family business. And I used to tell them it's easy because you already have something started. But then I didn't realize how hard it was to live up to their other family's expectations. So
right.
None of it's easy, but it's all good if you position yourself properly in it and, you know, use what God blessed us with, right? Two ears, one mouth, and just listen more and think about it before you move forward. So let me ask you, I know your website is going to be up soon, Texas Hair. I can't even see it now. So TexasHair.com.
Aesthetics.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
I apologize. I had to put my glasses on to see that little bit of type. So one of the struggles that we have as business owners, we're in a hurry. We're always in a hurry, okay? And here you are, you're on a radio show, you got great stuff, you got a website that it's there, you can see it. You can jump on Facebook, you can email off at Twitter, all kinds of stuff. But going into these situations, most business owners have said, no, I'm not going to do the interview until my website's up. What made you able to move forward without having that security blanket?
Pure hunger. I'm just hungry to get out there, get my name out there. I'm very passionate with what I do, very excited about what I bring to the table with my progressive treatments and technologies for hair loss. And I'm a patient man, and I know that the website will be great once it's up, but I wasn't going to sit back and wait until that came up. I just wanted to get going.
Well, I love that. I love what you said. You're hungry. You're hungry to get going and do what you're passionate about. And if people would work off of that, it would allow them to get a jump start on everything in their life, not only their business, but their life. So, Doc, one of the things I want to ask you is, have you written a book?
I have not written a book, but it's in the process.
Okay, because I'm going to guess here at your journey in life has been that should be shared so other people going into school to be a doctor or you know, already in the profession, in college to become a doctor. It's like lawyers. A lot of times people go to school to be a lawyer, and when they get there, they change directions completely. And I would imagine being a doctor is like that too, because you have to invest so much time in it, and sometimes we want to just get out there and get going.
But, absolutely.
So you have a book. Is it a book about, what is the book coming out, what's it going to be about, if you can give us a little bit about it?
Well, it is about my journey from starting college to now, and just kind of the rigors. There's some funny stories in there. I've actually writing it with a buddy of mine, just kind of a funny stories that we've encountered throughout our years. The one thing I will say that I wish that med schools would add as a curriculum would be marketing and accounting and finance and business. Just a couple of classes, because what happens is a lot of medical students or a lot of residents, when they come out, they may have that want to go out on their own, but they're so scared because they may not have ever had any practice in business, or they're worried that they're going to go belly up right away, so that they join other practices or hospital systems and they may be unhappy. Or vice versa, that people do start their own business, they end up going bankrupt and having to then join a practice or a hospital system. So if we had just gotten a little bit of basic understanding, I think it would change our perspectives a lot in business with mixing with medicine.
Yeah, we have here in Houston, of course, U of H has the Bauer School of Business, and I run networking groups, and we've given three free memberships to U of H students that are in the business courses, because one of the things they don't teach them is networking. And you know as well as anybody listening that if it's everything in life is all in the relationship that you build for it to be long-term, whether it's marriage, business, clients, children. I mean, it all just builds into relationship. And I think that that's something that they should learn in school, maybe even in high school, because, well, it's just something that's skipped over. So, and in that networking, in that relationship, I always told my children, you can be really smart, and you go in and you meet the person at HR that hires you, and then you meet your boss, and they never seem to line up. So you got to be able to sell yourself as well as know your stuff. So,
absolutely.
So I hope that when you have come out with that book that you're going to come back on the show and let us help promote it as well. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, do you go around and speak to groups of people?
I do. I started with going to a bunch of salons, because I always get, whenever I meet any hairstylists, I always talk to them, and they tell me I'm always looking for someone that can help my clients with hair loss. So I have been going around to a lot of salons. Like I said, I am going door-to-door to a bunch of physicians across the city, and I will be giving a presentation with a local society called the Dallas Derm Divas on May 13th. And it's a group of estheticians and physicians that are out in the community that are in the cosmetic industry. And we basically sit around and talk about the latest trends in cosmetic advances of skincare.
So that would be considered a way to that you're out there kind of brainstorming with people to find out what it is that you need to create for them to do business with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So that's awesome. That is awesome. Now, can I get a little personal with you for a second? Are you married? Do you have children?
I am not married. I am dating, and I don't have any children.
All right. Well, you got a lot coming forward to you then.
That's
awesome.
Right.
That's awesome. So
thank you.
That, if there's one thing that you could leave our audience today with, just one nugget, well, let's make it two, because one about their cosmetic, okay, what's the one thing you'd recommend them to do that keep them better in their health, and what's one of the things that you would recommend them to do to keep them better in their business?
Well, first thing, I'll start with the business side, is always start off conservative. Don't get too big for your britches, because that's when you dig yourself in a hole that you can't get out of. So you always want to be conservative. Always take a second, take a breath before you make any decision and make sure it's the right one. And always ask. Always ask. In terms of the cosmetic standpoint, don't hold back. If you're suffering, all you need to do is call and make a consult. Consults, for the most part, are free. It doesn't hurt to come into the office, ask questions, take notes, and make a decision from there, because you may never know. It might be something that might be an easy fix, a quick fix, and a fix that may not be expensive. So if you are suffering from hair loss, don't hold back. Let's get your confidence back. Come on in and see me, and we'll make it work.
Awesome. Well, Doc, we really appreciate your time today. I know that the next time I get up to Dallas quite often, 4 or 5 times a year, for networking events and conferences as well. So next time I'm in town, I'm going to see if I can steal a cup of coffee with you to get to meet you face-to-face. And please know that you have an open invitation to come back with the book or anytime you're promoting anything. Even when your website's back up and launched, come on back on and let us know.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. You have a great day, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back, and we're going to go over some stuff that we just talked about. And we're also going to make sure that you understand the value of, well, one, what Dr. Joseph said was about, you know, just being compassionate, about listening, about understanding, okay, and about moving forward in the right direction. And by going out to your niche market, and understand what their needs are, so that when you're out there serving, you're serving them what they need, not what you think they want. It's really important. It will save you a lot of, I don't know what you would call it, frustration, I guess, because if you're out there and you're cold calling and you're trying to do things and you have great stuff, but you're pushing what they don't need, it's like selling coffee, you know, to someone who doesn't drink coffee. It's important to find out what it is they need before you go out and make an offer to help them. So we'll be right back after this here short break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality.
If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to TakeActionGetProfits.com to learn more.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.